NW248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. Almost a month into its war against Hamas after the terrorist attack of October 7th, Israel says it has encircled heavily populated Gaza City. Our reports start with correspondent Charlie Daggett in Tel Aviv.
Israeli Defense Forces released new video as the top commander claimed forces are encircling Gaza City on three sides.
And America's top diplomat is now back in Israel carrying a presidential message.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken left Washington for his third visit to Israel in 3 weeks. Before departing, he said his main focus would be on ways to better protect Palestinian civilians.
How Israel does this matters.
That's about as close as U.S. officials will get to publicly criticizing a key ally over civilian deaths.
CBS News White House correspondent Nancy Cordes. From Iranian state media comes late word that a fire at a drug rehabilitation center has taken at least 27 Iranian lives, injured about 17 others. Back here, a once high-flying cryptocurrency business tycoon is grounded.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried is found guilty on charges of wire fraud, conspiracy to commit fraud, and money laundering in the failure of his cryptocurrency business. Bankman-Fried's attorney says they respect the jury's decision, but are very disappointed with the result.
Correspondent Jennifer Kuiper. There's been a significant development in the high-profile Memphis police beating death of Tyree Nichols. One of the ex-officers involved pleads guilty to some of the federal charges.
The 29-year-old unarmed black man died 3 days after he was beaten during a traffic stop. Civil rights lawyer Benjamin Crum says police should be on notice.
Well, the message is being sent clear today that you will be held accountable.
Four other former Memphis police officers face charges in the case.
Correspondent Jim Crisula. After reaching tentative deals with Detroit's Big Three to end a limited but long-running strike, United Auto Workers President Sean Fain is now looking to unionize U.S. workers of a Japanese car giant.
Toyota isn't giving out raises out of the goodness of their heart. Toyota is the largest and most profitable auto company in the world. They could have just as easily raised wages a month ago or a year ago. They did it now because the company knows we're coming for them.
Due out in about 4.5 hours, the October jobs report from the government. It was pretty strong in September, but CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger notes
the cumulative effect of high inflation has forced some households to drain their pandemic-era savings or go into debt to cover their expenses.
Asian financial markets closed sharply higher, Europe opening much the same way, but U.S. market futures are still mixed. The Dow is up, the S&P and NASDAQ are down. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
A lot of schools talk about training the cybersecurity workforce of the future, but do they really deliver? My Computer Career has been supplying the IT workforce with thousands of skilled, certified pros for 15 years. Train with the experts in support, networking, or cybersecurity and start your career in months, not years. Upskill even faster. On campus or live online, qualified students may get financial aid, including the GI Bill. My Computer Career. Accredited, acclaimed, effective. Take the free career evaluation at mycomputercareer.edu.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is moving forward with impeaching the state's top election administrator. He moved articles of impeachment against Megan Wolf to the Assembly Committee on Government Accountability and Oversight on Thursday. That's after a group launched a six-figure ad buy calling for Voss's removal if he didn't move forward with impeaching Wolf. That ad was filled with incorrect statements about Megan Wolf's involvement in the 2020 presidential election. Governor Evers says he's leaning on Senate Democrats to get an American Family Field maintenance bill passed. Democrats have said they don't like that the bill spends almost $500 million in public money, but asked for much less from the Milwaukee Brewers. The governor says he's persuaded some Democrats to vote for the bill. He says any significant changes to the bill might kill Democratic support. I'm Nate Wegehoe, Civic Media News.
The Badgers face Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers football team heads to Indiana to face the Hoosiers Saturday at 11 a.m. Indiana is 2-6, Wisconsin 5-3. Head coach Luke Fickell.
You know, we got four guaranteed games. We got 1 month guaranteed to us left in the season, and we got to find ways to continue to grow and get better. I know I've said it over and over and over again, but best teams play the best ball at the end of the year.
NFL, the Packers host the Rams Sunday at noon. Former Packers defensive back Rasul Douglas spoke to reporters about being traded from Green Bay to Buffalo and the send-off he received.
Tuesday, like, we're not in the building at all. When he called me and said he got traded, and then the news, like, came out, and I remember just sitting at the sauna, and me and Aaron.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
It may lead. Here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the talented and wonderful Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. Welcome into another Thursday, November 2nd, 2023. Now 6 minutes past the hour of high noon. We welcome you in, whether you're taking a little walk over your lunch hour, you've packed the lunch. By the way, Aaron, do you pack your lunch or walk to work?
Pack my lunch or walk to work. Are those the only two options?
Yes. They used to call it doublespeak in vaudeville. And my former longtime colleague, people in Southwest Wisconsin and WRCO and WRCE in Richland Center will remember the name fondly of Ray Schrader, who had Reminiscing with Ray, great tunes of the big band era and whatnot. Had a great show, worked well into his 90s at WRCO, passed away a couple of years ago, but Ray was famous for his double speak. And so he'd say, do you walk to work or carry your lunch? Or, you know, it's colder in the winter than it is in the country.
Right, stuff like that. Okay, gotcha.
It's quicker to Chicago than it is by train.
Just to confuse
what?
People.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Like, what? Anyway, great guy, Ray Schrader, and we miss him, and but his legacy lives on. So one of the great voices in radio in Wisconsin. Glad to have you in on a Thursday. Mr. Zommers here on the board, as I said, and big show today. We're going to start in Washington, D.C. with Tommy Tuberville, what happened on the Senate floor last night, and then we'll bring it back home to Wisconsin and talk about Robin Voss. Rockin' Robin, the Assembly Speaker, is under some heat, but not from Democrats. We'll explain and play you a new commercial attacking Robin Voss. And again, it's not from Democrats. That's how far things have gotten. I mean, this whole thing. And speaking of how far things have gotten, we're going to dive in a little bit to a great opinion piece today in the New York Times on Speaker Mike Johnson, Trump's Johnson. I mean, he is. I mean, Donald Trump has picked this guy. He gets kookier and kookier. And by that, I mean in this great opinion piece in the New York Times today, they dive into Christian nationalism and that Mike Johnson is an absolute unabashed Christian nationalist. What does that mean exactly? By the way, if you're watching on YouTube right now, I feel like I'm in a boat. The table is rocking. Don't come knocking if the table's rocking.
we'll figure it out.
It's not Mr. Zommer's fault, by the way. There's been some construction happening, and so the table's a little unstable. Some would say like me. Anyway, Christian nationalism. what are you playing?
Don't rock the boat. Rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat. Don't tip the boat over.
Quick on the trigger. I like that. We'll get it figured out. Anyway, this Christian nationalism, the whole idea that essentially take the most extreme conservative evangelical views. And look, if that's the church you choose to go to and worship in, that's your right as American. I may disagree with that, but you have every right to do it. Your church has every right to exist in the United States of America. And you should be allowed to practice that religion however you see fit. But what you're not allowed to do, according to the United States Constitution, like every other religion out there, you're not allowed to take your religion and make it a part of the governmental doctrine of how you run the United States government. That's just not how it works, according to the Constitution. And we're going to dive down in this opinion piece in the New York Times and talk about that a little bit as well. And then in hour number two, another edition of What's Worse, taking your phone calls, giving you a question. This one today, I'll give you a hint. It revolves around George Santos, who, by the way,
I have my answer. George Santos.
You haven't heard the other side, Mr. Somers.
Okay, that's fair. It's just, I think it's going to take a lot of convincing for me personally. It's got to be something pretty bad.
You're probably right. Anyway, if you have not heard, the House of Representatives took up George Santos last night, or at least his expulsion. And George Santos survived. He survived a vote on expulsion. And so he is, yes, he's still a member of the House of Representatives today. So the what's worse in hour number two will include still in the House Representative George Santos. First, though, I want to take you to what happened last night on the Senate floor. This is something that I've been talking about. It's something that our friend and colleague Matt Flynn on Matt Flynn Direct, which immediately follows our show at 2 o'clock, he's been talking about this at length. And Matt is a Navy veteran. He knows military issues like the back of his hand. I never served, never put the uniform on, but I handled military affairs for about 5 years for former U.S. Congressman Scott Klug of Wisconsin. And Mr. Zomers, if you can pull up that clip yesterday, I want to use that here probably after we come back from the next break. But CNN had this great explanation of what's been going on. We'll play that for you in just a bit. But first of all, what happened last night? Republican Senator Dan Sullivan of Alaska was joined by his Republican colleagues, Joni Ernst of Iowa, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, Todd Young of Indiana, and Mitt Romney of Utah on the Senate floor last night in an attempt to pass 115 top military nominees delayed by fellow Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville's hold on military promotions, he says, over Pentagon abortion policy.
Yeah, I saw this on the news last night with my roommates. And yes, we do watch the news. But we just kind of looked at each other and we were like, man, when Lindsey Graham is the voice of reason, you've got to know you're doing something wrong.
Right, exactly. Well, and again, to set the stage for you, this character, Tommy Tuberville, he was a football coach. A lot of great football coaches. My dad was a wrestling coach for a long time, track and cross country coach. Love coaches. But I'm not sure if just being a coach, makes you qualified to be a United States Senator. Anyway, he used to coach Auburn, Tommy Tuberville. Usually always got beat by Alabama, got fired, and then decided to use his fame in Alabama to run for United States Senate. And he won. No surprise, right? Big name, popular, well-liked, I guess, probably not by the Crimson Tide, but by Auburn. And so he won. And it turns out that Tommy Tuberville, his house is actually in the panhandle of Florida. But he uses some address in Alabama to register and to vote, but he lives in Florida, as it turns out. So Tommy Tuberville is an acolyte, a bootlicker of Donald Trump. He is all MAGA all the time. Completely in on MAGA. So he claims that he is salty about the fact that the Pentagon allows women to get abortions across state lines to get abortion. Something that happened even before Tommy Tuberville got in office, before Joe Biden. It's a policy. It's a policy set by the Pentagon. Nobody in military command sets that policy. There's no general, there's no admiral that makes that policy. That is a policy set by Secretary of Defense and the Pentagon in conjunction with the administration. So all these people that are being held up for confirmation in the United States military have nothing, zero, zilch, to do with this abortion policy. A lot of people think, including me, that Tuberville doesn't really care about the abortion so much because that's just a thing that he uses to gin up the base. What he's really salty about is that he wanted Alabama to have yet another military installation. He wanted to bring home the bacon, right? It's what you call it when a politician gets something for their district, for their state. Pork. Bring home the pork. He wanted the newly created Space Force, created by Trump, he wanted their headquarters to be put in Alabama. And instead, it got put in Colorado, which is where the military said strategically it made more sense. So again, Tuberville decides not to listen to the military. He wanted to just be brought down to the Gulf Shore. And so he's heard about that. So therefore, he has held up hundreds now of flag officers, admirals, generals, majors. Goes right down the line. We were up, as you may recall, at Volk Field, Air National Guard installation. Talked to Brigadier General David May earlier this summer. And General May was very careful because normally in active duty military do not speak out on policy. And he was very careful not to get political, but to simply address back this summer, these holdups on military appointments isn't having an effect on folks here in Wisconsin. And the answer was yes. That these holdups trickle down. And what it does is it means men and women, officers in particular, who are up for appointments and they're not confirmed, they don't know where they're supposed to live. They don't know whether they actually have authority. Their kids don't know whether to register for school, for college, for grade school. Should you hire a movers? Should you extend rent? Do you buy a home? Do you put your current home up for sale? It's creating chaos in the lives of America's military. All because one senator, yes, Todd, how can one person do this? It's because of the archaic rules of the United States Senate. It's known as the most exclusive club in the world. United States Senate, only 100 members, two per state. And they all get this complex that they have this enormous power. And actually they do. And instead of changing the rules on the Senate to allow America's military to function, they've continued to let Tuberville hold these military appointments up. Over the course of more than 4 hours last night, the Republican senators read out the nominees' resumes and argued that Tuberville's hold harms military readiness, punishes the officers who are not responsible for the Pentagon's policy, and sets a dangerous precedent in the U.S. Senate, forcing Alabama Republicans individually to object to 61 nominations. We're going to come back and tell you what they said. Take your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Your phone calls after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mad Radio 92.7.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, well, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day, or still going to give it all I can, or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally Grown Radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
They lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 now past the hour of high 12 noon. It is Thursday, November 2nd, 2023. Tunnel Ball along with Mr. Aaron Zommers and your phone calls as well. Going to get back to the subject at hand, Tommy Tuberville and his military appointments in a moment. But first, we have some breaking news for our listeners here in Madison, Wisconsin, the capital city, on WMDX. This, courtesy of Channel 3000 here in Madison, reports are of about 25 minutes ago, the Goodman Center has been locked down due to a potential threat. Again, this is reporting from Channel 3000, Channel 3 here in Madison. The Goodman Community Center, located along Wabisa Street, south of Milwaukee Street in Madison, put under lockdown this afternoon due to a potential threat. That's according to the Goodman Center staff on an Instagram post. The doors to the center are locked and older adult lunch and programming is canceled for the day. Staff ask that nobody come to the center until more information is available. According to the post, those in the building are safe. Again, let me repeat that those in the Goodman Center here in Madison, reports are they are safe and police are involved. News 3 Now has reached out to Madison Police and the Dane County Sheriff's Office for more information on the threat, and we are awaiting word on that. A Madison Police spokesperson, pardon me, just reloading here, sorry about that. According to the post, the building is safe, as we said. The Madison Police spokesperson said the Dane County Sheriff's Office was involved in a chase along Milwaukee Street. And again, this is a breaking news story. So apparently after a chase, there has been an incident of some sort, a threat, they're calling it, at the Goodman Center here in Madison, Wisconsin. The Goodman Community Center, located along Wabisa Street, south of Milwaukee Street in Madison, has been put under lockdown, according to staff and the police, that all people inside the building are safe and the police are involved. But again, if you had plans to go to the Goodman Community Center here in Madison, please make other plans, as that facility is under lockdown. We will bring you more information when it arrives. Talking right now about what happened on the Senate floor last night, that a group of Republicans finally went to the well, went to the floor, and went after Tommy Tuberville. Senator Ernst said, quote, "There'll be 61 tonight. I know a lot of other colleagues want to join us. We're going to keep coming down here," Sullivan said. "My message to our generals and admirals who are being held up, hang in there. Some of us have your back. Some of us have your back. We'll be coming down here every night to try and get you guys confirmed." Senator Sullivan argued earlier last night that Tuberville's holds were, quote, ugly. Try that again, Todd. "Hugely disruptive of readiness," unquote. And said it was a dangerous moment in global relations. Quote here, quote, "As a member of the Armed Services Committee, as a U.S. Marine Corps colonel, I know, we all know, here in the Senate, America needs to have our best players, our most combat-capable leaders in the field. And right now, that is not happening. It needs to change," Sullivan said. And look, I'm glad that all these senators came to the floor last night. But what I wish is one of them had the chutzpah to make a motion to change the rules, to actually take all this up and neuter Tuberville. Declaw him, detooth him, whatever you want to say. He needs to be taught a political lesson that this is not okay. Using our men and women of the armed forces for your little political stunts is not okay. What say you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. And, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Thomas. I didn't see that I was still waiting for some of the calls to go through. I think we have Jay in London. Jay, thanks for holding. What say you?
Hi, bro.
Hey, Jay, thanks for tuning in as always. What do you think about these holdups by Tuberville in the U.S. Senate?
I get your theory about the Space Force thing, but I have another theory for you. I think he's doing this because he thinks Trump is going to win the election so that Trump can appoint the sycophants at the Pentagon. You know, the first time, the Pentagon did not go along with the old cool stuff and then the perfect phone call impeachment. So I think there's this theory in my mind. Probably I might be wrong, but I think your theory is okay. Mine also. Can you consider the one also? I think...
And that's why our friend Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project said yesterday, right, that he thinks that that part of Tuberville doing this is because he is all in on MAGA and on Trump. And he's hoping, I don't know if the guy expects to become Secretary of Defense or what. But again,
he's not smart.
Yeah, he's certainly mad. Yeah. Jay, I really appreciate the call as always. Thank you so much, my friend. Have a great day over there in the UK. A great evening, probably now.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you. So thank you, Jay. Appreciate the call there. So again, getting back to this, what happened on the floor last night, even Lindsey Graham, as Mr. Zomer said, went to the floor last night. He said this, quote, Lindsey Graham, quote, "No matter whether you believe it or not, Senator Tuberville, this is doing great damage to our military," unquote. Graham, when making his request for several nominees to be confirmed, added, quote, "Why would you punish them for something they've got nothing to do with?" It's a great question, right? This is what we've been saying. Why would you punish America's military when they have nothing to do with either the abortion issue, letting women get abortion in the military, or placing this Space Force in Colorado? Military folks themselves had nothing to do with it. Beyond saying that when asked for their honest opinion on where to put the Space Force headquarters, they gave their honest opinion in terms of security. They thought it would be best in Colorado, which makes perfect sense, of course. Many military installations are focused on the interior part of the country. Nebraska, Colorado, Wyoming, Montana. Because it's the furthest from the coast if we were ever attacked. And yet Tommy Tuberville continues this attack on our military men and women. I don't know what else to say to describe it. And again, we hear about this and you hear, well, this is just a Washington, D.C. issue. No, it's not. It's an issue right here in the state of Wisconsin. If you have a family member, you yourself or a family member or friend belongs to the Wisconsin Air National Guard, if they belong to any military installation, this is having trickle-down effects. I want to make very clear. The United States military will always rise to the occasion. They will find a way to get around these snafus. And I won't tell you what that means. Look it up. A snafu. Situation normal. All messed up. I'll simply say that. Military folks are trained to work with red tape, through snafus, and get it done. But what Tuberville is doing is putting these very lives of our men and women at risk. It makes folks less safe to deploy. And we reported yesterday about what happened to the commandant of the Marine Corps. According to the New York Times, the guy had a heart attack. And on the other side, we're going to come back and we're going to work.
You're listening to Mad Radio 90.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. As Israel says its troops now encircle Gaza City, the U.S. House votes to provide nearly $14.5 billion in military aid to Israel, but with strings attached and without aid to Ukraine, meaning
the White House has threatened a veto and the bill has been declared dead on arrival in the Senate, where many Democrats and many Republicans want to send funding to both Israel and Ukraine right away.
Correspondent Nancy Cordes, the founder of one-time cryptocurrency giant FTX, he's convicted of fraud, seven counts against 31-year-old Sam Bankman-Fried.
You did not have to understand how cryptocurrency works. Fraud is fraud. Stealing is stealing.
Legal analyst Ricky Kleeman. Correspondent Jim Krasula reports on a major court development in a high-profile police death case.
Former Memphis police officer Desmond Mills Jr. has pled guilty to various federal and state charges. In the January death of Tyree Nichols.
CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Efforts to end race-based consideration in higher education programs take another step. The Assembly Colleges and Universities Committee took up a bill Thursday. Among other things, it would guarantee admission to Wisconsin State Universities and Technical Colleges for high school students who graduate in the top 5% of their class. It would also take race out of the equation for financial aid decisions. Governor Evers admits he hasn't visited any state prisons recently, even though three inmates have died in 4 months. People in prisons in Waupun, Green Bay, and Stanley have had to stay in their cells around the clock since March due to staffing shortages. Families say they're concerned about their mental and physical health. Evers says his corrections secretary visits the Waupun prison every day. Democrats introduced a slate of bills looking to improve prison conditions on Thursday. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies today with a chance for scattered showers. High of 48, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 26 tonight, mainly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Everyday people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
These two incidences are related yet, but we'll continue to follow it and keep you abreast of the latest breaking news and situation. Want to finish up, I want to go through this now on Tommy Tuberville. And again, why it's important to the state of Wisconsin. Because many people here have friends and family who are deployed, who are part of the United States military. Great service to our country. We have people here living in Wisconsin, part of the National Guard, National Air Guard, reserves. And these holdups are going to trickle down and affect our men and women in uniform. And I know this is kind of complicated to understand, but we try to break things down here on this show. So what we're going to do is Mr. Sommers has queued up. This is from CNN, and we're going to play this. They walked through this yesterday. It is a great piece. We may stop it along the way. If you want to call in, we'll take your calls after this piece, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. This, the CNN explanation yesterday on CNN.
This weekend, the Commandant of the Marine Corps, General Eric Smith, suffered an apparent heart attack, according to reporting from the New York Times. The Senate only confirmed Smith for that job late last month, or last month, I should say, but he's actually been doing two jobs for months, his new one and the old one, because his would-be deputy hasn't been confirmed. And that is because Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama is blocking the Senate from what are usually perfunctory votes of grouped nominations of hundreds of general and flag officers across the military. He says he's doing it because he opposes the Pentagon's abortion travel policy, a policy, by the way, that these generals and admirals had nothing to do with adopting, because that's the purview of civilian leaders of the military. Now, to be clear, we have no way of knowing that the stress of these demands contributed to General Smith's health emergency, but safe to say it did not help. Smith himself telling the Marine Corps Times last month, quote, "It is not a sustainable thing when the last thing you do is flip your computer off at 11:30 at night and you're getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning." General.
So there's the first part. I think it's very key that this Commandant of the Marine Corps told the New York Times, this is unsustainable. And believe me, Marines don't say that very often. I've known a lot of them, both men and women. And Marines do not say something is unsustainable often unless it truly is. Mr. Zombers, do you have the name of the anchor here that's doing this? Because she's fantastic.
Yes, it is Brianna Keillar.
Thank you, Brianna Keillar. I didn't have that in front of me. So this is Brianna Keillar yesterday explaining what Tuberville's doing to the military on CNN yesterday. Let's continue on.
Smith is now receiving care, according to the Marine Corps, as they scramble to fill the void. Because as I mentioned, Smith does not have a confirmed deputy. The Senate hasn't confirmed an assistant commandant of the Marine Corps, hat tip Tommy Tuberville. The senior most general at Marine Corps HQ, Lieutenant General Karsten Heckel is now filling in for Smith. And Heckel was already doing two jobs because, yet again, Tommy Tuberville's holds, according to military.com. So now General Heckel's responsible for what? Four jobs? The whole affair actually so confusing that the Marine Corps announced that Heckel would be acting commandant and then had to correct itself and say that Heckel would just be performing the duties of the commandant. That is not a flex of military strength at a time when the U.S. is trying to stop the war between Israel and Hamas from ballooning into a broader conflict in the Middle East. When the Pentagon just announced today that the U.S. is sending 300 more service members to the Middle East, as the Marines, the Navy, and the Air Force are mobilizing thousands more troops, as well as ships and planes in the region. when you have the proxies of Iran, the country that funds Hamas and Hezbollah and rebels in Yemen, attacking American interests, including bases where American troops are stationed in Iraq and Syria 27 times in the last 2 weeks. In fact, in that time period, the U.S. Carney alone spent 9 hours intercepting 4 missiles and 15 drones in the Red Sea near Yemen. And there is no commander of the Fifth Fleet responsible for the Middle East, no deputy commander of U.S. Central Command, which oversees the entire region, no deputy commanding general of Joint Special Operations Command, as U.S. Special Operations Forces are on alert in the region, some of them involved in advising hostage rescues. And there is no head, we should say, of the Navy or the Air Force as fighter jets deploy to the region. But don't worry, Tuberville says, his holds are no big deal.
I thought that was extraordinarily well done. I thought that was just extraordinarily well done. And lays it out there specifically. I mean, we don't have, there is, now the commandant of the Marine Corps has reportedly had a heart attack. There's no acting commandant of the Marine Corps, no head of the Navy, no head of the Air Force. At a critical time for America's forces. And Republicans, in particular, Tommy Tuberville, are just letting this happen.
And do you want to hear what he has to say? Because what she just had there was, don't just take it from me, take it from him.
Sure.
No threat to readiness. The people that we need to be really worried about are her colonels and majors and sergeants and privates. They're the people who get ready to fight wars. The people up here in the Pentagon, I don't know what they do every day, but they're more of giving advice.
Giving advice. I wonder if the generals and admirals of the Pentagon would say they just give advice.
Let me give some advice to you, Tommy Tuberville. Just stop.
All right.
Go back to kindergarten. Learn how to share. Just stop being a jerk.
844-967-2789. Would appreciate your phone calls, your take on this. I know that was kind of a long piece, but I thought it so accurately told the story and the consequences of Tommy Tuberville's action. And again, Democrats are not blameless here, because any one Democrat could go to the floor to make the motion to change the rules of the Senate. But being a senator is a pretty cushy job. So I would just like one United States senator, whether that's Ron Johnson or Tammy Baldwin or anybody else, to make the motion to change the rules of the Senate to get rid of this, absolute obstructionism, disloyalty by Tommy Tuberville. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Tom in Grafton. Tom, thanks for calling. What say you?
Hi, Todd. I'm wondering if you could ask Tammy Baldwin to come on to your show and explain what can be done. Is there something she can do to stop this? Listen to Matt's show after yours. He says there is something that she can do. I'm wondering if one of you can have her on your show and ask her in person.
That's sure. I'm happy to reach out, ask. Any senator, doesn't matter whether it's Senator Baldwin, Senator Johnson, any of them could do this, right? And that's the point.
I believe so.
That's the point. All it takes is one to make the motion to change the rules. But it's protecting the Senate institution rather than, I mean, you make these speeches all night long, like Lindsey Graham and Mitt Romney did. And look, I appreciate that. I do. But at some point, the rubber meets the road. Speaking of Senator Baldwin, if you want to talk to her in person, go to Richland Center down in southwest Wisconsin. Senator Tammy Baldwin expected on November 3rd, which is tomorrow. There'll be a celebration at the Richland County Democratic headquarters. So Senator Baldwin will be in town tomorrow, Friday, November 3rd, which marks the opening weekend for her campaign for re-election in 2024. She's expected to arrive at the Richland County Democratic headquarters, located at 900 North Main Street, at around 1:30, and give a speech. I had hoped to actually go there and maybe ask to interview Senator Baldwin, because she's been on this program. Full disclosure, I'm a supporter. I voted for her. Plan to vote for her again. But it doesn't mean you can't ask questions, right? And get answers. Organizers are welcome. and the community, or pardon me, organizers welcome the community to take advantage of this unique opportunity to see and hear from and meet Senator Baldwin. So if you're in Southwest Wisconsin, go to Richland Center tomorrow and ask Senator Baldwin yourself what can be done about these holds on the military. Again, Senator Baldwin at the Richland County Democratic headquarters located at 900 North Main Street around 1:30 tomorrow afternoon in Richland Center. Would invite everybody to go out and hear for yourself. And by the way, I give a lot of props to Senator Baldwin for actually going out and meeting people. You know, not just, and again, this is not an event for, well, you got to give $100 or $500 or $1,000. No. Anybody's welcome. That's the sign that you actually have a legitimate representative or senator or legislator when you have someone who will go out and meet with the people. So I give Senator Baldwin props on that. Going to the text line, remember you can text us by downloading the Civic Media app. There's a little button you could just push and send us a text or call as well, available on your Apple or Android device. Let's go to WAUK, the Shaw down in Waukesha. They say, do not change the rules because the Dems might have to do the same thing if, heaven forbid, Trump wins in 2024. Well, I'm not so sure about that. I mean, saying that you're going to not change the rules just because you're scared that Trump is going to take over in 2024? Because I'll tell you what, if Trump wins in 2024 and heaven forbid that the House and the Senate is in Republican hands, do you actually think that they're going to honor any rules, any laws whatsoever? I don't. I mean, I've said this before in this program, and I'll say it again. When Trump got elected in 2016, he had people like Reince Priebus, former head of the Republican Party here in Wisconsin, around him. Reince, I would not call a heavyweight. But then he got guys like John Kelly, a heavyweight around him. And they said things like, Mr. President, you can't do that because, you know, it's against the law. Mr. President, you can't do that because it's unconstitutional. And believe it or not, there were people around him that actually held him back from doing things even more audacious, more ridiculous than he did, which I think is hard for a lot of people to believe, but it's true. And so the theory is that if Trump gets in again, A, he's not going to surround himself with people that have any sort of morals or line whatsoever. And if he does, and they say, Mr. President, you can't do that because it's illegal or unconstitutional, he's going to say, yeah, I tried that once and it got me beat. We're not doing that again. And it's going to be ruled by authoritarianism. So I appreciate the texter saying don't change the rules because Dems might have to do it if, heaven forbid, Trump gets in. I get that. But if Trump gets in, it is, you know, bar the door. Katie, bar the door, because all bets are off at that point. I want to make sure that our American military men and women are safe now. And that requires for these appointments to be confirmed by the United States Senator. Call Senator Baldwin, call Senator Johnson, and tell them they have to do something now. Back after this, this is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Under the helmet with the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
We got back of pride. We ain't going to drop three in a row.
You already dropped three in a row.
Not no more.
Not again, you mean?
See, here's the thing, Earl. If you play in a divisional foe, it's a different game.
Well, they played the Detroit Lions a divisional foe and got their heads handed to them.
But this is another one, the one we should beat.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1. Don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Tommy Tuberville is not an adult. He's not even an American. He's even voided his oath of office. So if that's the case, an executive order, a special emergency session to take over, if we keep waiting to vote, they already have control more than they need. What people don't get, this country right now is under attack by domestic terrorism. And if we don't take special steps right now, not at the voting box, not next year, not by a phone call, take special steps right now, it's over. Thanks very much for allowing me to talk.
Absolutely, Bill. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, this is the point that what's needed is action now. I agree with Bill. And that's why I'm glad at least some Republicans went to the floor last night and took Tuberville on. But again, nobody made the motion to suspend the rules. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What do you think about Tommy Tuberville continuing to hold up military appointments? We go to the phones. Susan, from her car, I always appreciate you calling in. Susan, drive carefully. What say you?
Okay, I just wanted to let you know, I just called Tammy Baldwin's office and asked her to call into the station. I said you're going to be in Richmond Center tomorrow. You could talk to them tomorrow in Richmond Center. So I did do that today.
That's great. And we would love to have her on. So she's been on before. We appreciate her being on.
Right. And I asked her to do what you had asked her to do.
Cool.
So suspend the rules so we get this done. And so anyway, I asked her to come on and address the situation directly.
Well, I appreciate it. And again, I think that our news director at WRCO, Joanne Krulas, will probably be there tomorrow, Richland Center. And hopefully, you know, she can ask Tammy Baldwin while she's there. And again, I think the world of Senator Baldwin, I think for the most part, she does a great job. I voted for her. I'm going to vote for her again in 2024. But, you know, I think that these are important issues that we should have answers to.
Right. Absolutely right. I think you're correct. Which is why I called her. She said they reach out to the team today, so hopefully they'll be giving a call. Maybe they'll even call your show.
Senator Baldwin has a standing invitation, as do any politician, to come on this show.
No, right. No, she's a great person. I like her. I voted for her. But I just took the ball and I ran with it today.
Hey,
so
you're fantastic.
You have a good day. Thanks a lot, Todd.
Thank you, Susan. Really appreciate it. That's what it's all about, being active, exercising your right as a voter, and calling in and letting your voice be heard. Action is important. So we shall see. I want to move on to this other issue and a great story in the New York Times today. It's an opinion piece, actually. And it walks through, again, this new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. who, the more you know, the more concerned you get. And it lays out in this great piece, the New York Times today, and talks about Christian nationalism. And again, I want to be very clear about this. I'm not talking about the people who go to the local Lutheran or Methodist church, who have ice cream socials, and who help in the community. I'm not talking about the Catholic parishes that hold fish dinners and Knights of Columbus and do a lot of great work in their community. I'm not talking about those folks. I'm talking about the people who are the religious zealots who are very right-wing, evangelical, white Christian nationalists. What do I mean by white Christian nationalists? It is, again, the idea that Christian nationalists believe that what the Bible, their interpretation, that's the key phrase there, their interpretation of the Bible should then be the law of the land in the United States. They are 100% against any form of abortion, even in case of rape, incest, or endangerment of the mother's life. They feel that anybody in the LGBTQ community is an abomination. And this week, Speaker Johnson's wife, who is calls herself a Christian counselor, took down their website, a website on which they equate being gay to bestiality and an abomination, and say that anybody who supports marriage equality, they literally called it out. Said, what's next? People will marry their pets. And where have we heard this before? We've heard it from our former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, who, when she was running for governor, said that she was opposed to same-sex marriage, marriage equality, because she said, my goodness, if we allow people to marry of the same sex, what's next? People want to marry their clocks and tables. Direct quote. So that's why I like to refer to her as Clocks and Tables Clayfish. This is, in my opinion, contrary to the teachings of Christ and the Bible. But these people take very literal interpretations, much of it out of the Old Testament. And when you poll, according to this piece today in the New York Times, very fascinating, that 86% of Christian nationalists believe that their whiteness, their race, well, we're all part of the human race, but their ethnicity, their whiteness is under attack. And Republicans know this. And they feed this fear against anybody who isn't white. And they try to get you to believe that they're after you. They're coming for you. They're coming for your job. They're coming for your kids. They're coming for your way of life. Because Christian nationalists believe that God ordained America to be a Christian nation, an official Christian nation, and the only white Christians should be in power. We're going to come back and take your phone calls on the other side of the break. We see you, as Matt Flynn says. Don't go anywhere. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We'll be back after this on the other side of the Todd Lovell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app. It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Israel for his third trip to the region in 3 weeks. CBS's Ian Lee reports from Tel Aviv.
Blinken says he's